basically, it is a dangerous time on roads and highways because people are hurrying to get to perhaps picnics, barbecues, parties, fireworks, things, and they're hurrying to get home. And so that creates some degree of risk for traffic crashes. In addition, there are people that will consume alcoholic beverages, and that compounds the problem of the probability of traffic crashes. And so it is a weekend, a holiday weekend, where fatal traffic crashes increase because there are so many people on the road. It is a time of parties because of it's the nation's birthday. And we celebrate birthdays, and that increases again that risk of traffic crashes. So the idea is for people to plan ahead. If they know they're going to go to an event that alcoholic beverages are going to be served at, and they're going to imbibe those beverages, that they create a plan to get home safely. To designate a driver, find alternative transportation, some way so that they are not impaired when they are driving home from the event.
But is there also a difference between buzzed driving and drunk driving? Can you talk a little bit about sort of those differences that may not be clear to some?
Okay, the problem occurs in that basically alcohol affects the central nervous system of the body, and it does so with the very first drink. And there's been all sorts of research that shows this. Now, based on your body weight and whether or not you're dehydrated or not, whether or not you've eaten something, we absorb the alcohol from those drinks, and the impairment, like I say, begins with the first drink. After about 0.03, 0.04 level in your body, you really shouldn't be driving. Now, some people may describe that as buzzed, or the buzz may not occur until you actually reach the 0.08 level of alcohol in your blood, which is legally, drunk driving or legally impaired. And so there's really no way to tell from individual to individual when they have the sense of, I'm feeling that a buzz from the alcohol, whether or not they are impaired or legally impaired. If you're going to drink alcohol, the best bet is to simply not drive because, like I say, impairment begins with the very first drink you take.
And can you tell us a little bit about the Safe Communities Driver Safety Campaign?
Safe Communities Campaign is a TxDOT-funded activity where we create or obtain public education literature about various driving safety, pedestrian safety, cycling safety issues. We go to health fairs and other events to distribute this to the public. We have presentations on about 16 different subjects, including drunk driving, drugged driving, the elderly and driving skills, a whole range of presentations that we go out into the community and make, and we can be contacted here at the university to set up those presentations. We have been operating for about 17 years, and so we try to do what we can to get the information out to prevent traffic crashes and the injuries and fatalities that come from traffic crashes.